Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer?
Ach, ja.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, the standing jump record, jump songs, and Donnie Baker. That's coming up right after this.
Here he is, a philosopher, a writer, a comedian, a man who can pick up things with his toes, the host of Vague But True, Tim Bedore. Well, thank you very much. Television has gotten disgusting.
Amen.
Some people are upset by the overt sexuality of primetime shows, other by the nonstop focus on violence. I am disgusted by that commercial for toenail fungus.
Yes.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
The other night, my wife and daughter and I were eating dinner, watching the evening news, and this commercial comes on and says, thousands of people suffer from thick, yellow, brittle toenails due to toenail fungus. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. First of all, feet are disgusting anyway.
Yes.
But is there a more nauseating image than thick, yellow, brittle toenails during dinner? How the hell did that get on my TV? I don't want that disgusting imagery in my house. And then I got to thinking, how much of a problem is this toenail fungus? Can there be so many people with toenail fungus that they have to advertise during the evening news? I go to the beach. I go to places where people wear sandals. And I'm telling you, if lots of people had yucky toenails, I'd know about it because I can't help but notice stuff like that. I'd notice and not go to the beach anymore if lots of people had those thick, yellow, brittle toenails. From the ads they run, you'd think everybody who watches the evening news must be dying or have some unsightly condition they need help with. And right now, we're in the middle of what they say is the most important presidential election of our lifetime, and we need people to pay attention to the news. But how can you when you're forced to deal with thick, yellow, brittle toenails? Or Ted Koppel's hair. Have you seen Ted Koppel's hair? He's got a thick, full head of hair, and he parts it an inch from his ear. He's the last guy in the world that needs a comb-over style, but he looks like he's trying to hide a baby's butt up there. Ted Koppel's hair looked like he's wearing a hair helmet. I want to pay attention, but what I'm saying is I just think Ted... quit wearing the hair helmet or put a chin strap on it. Come on. Anyway, if you have crummy toenails, please don't think I'm saying you yourself are disgusting or gross or that you have less value as a person. All I am saying is I don't want pictures of your toenails or drawings of them or references made to them on my TV while I'm eating. I hope you get treatment for your toenail problems. I just wish you and the rest of those afflicted with this eyesore of a disease could hear about the products that treat it through a direct mail campaign or just somewhere else other than my TV during dinner. I'm still having a hard time swallowing anything that's crunchy. That's Vague But True. I'm Tim Bedore on the Bob and Tom Radio Network.
Thank you, Tim.
Finally, somebody said it.
See, Christy.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
We got a lot to get to, and we were discussing...
Let's go ahead and wrap up sports.
Sorry.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hi, Donnie.
Yeah, I agree with you guys. Who wants to hear any more about the Eagles quarterback getting laid off again? I swear to God. But what's worse than that, here at work, they got us taking all these sexual harassment classes like it's part of our employment. You have to.
Oh, yeah.
They were doing them here, too, Donnie.
Yep.
Well, everybody at the company has to take it. We had to watch a bunch of videos of, like, real... hot, but like the soft porn skits in them. Have you ever taken? I'm surprised you had to, Christy. How are you going to sexually harass somebody, anyway?
Well, it can be done.
Well, everybody knows it's impossible for a woman to sexually harass a man.
Is it?
It's like Kissinger said, you can't harass the willing. You know?
Listen. Well.
The problem with this sexual harassment stuff is with these work experts, what they consider harassment, I consider paying a chick a compliment. I mean, where does the compliment end and the harassment begin? No. Like, why can't I tell Crystal, an accountant, that seeing her in that tight turtleneck made me want to have tater tots last week? Swear to God. And why is it wrong to ask top-heavy Heather on the loading dock if I can take her sweater puppies for a walk sometime?
Well,
why is that wrong?
Very, very.
The fact remains, all this harassment talk honestly just comes down to one thing, and that's if the chick likes you or not. Because if she likes you, then what you're saying is called a compliment. If she don't like you, then it's called harassment. And if she really hates you, then it's called a restraining order.
Uh-huh.
You know? I've always found it to be a good rule of thumb that I don't compliment any chick at work that ain't hit on me first, regular, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, I've had a few dozen jobs over the years, and every once, you know, did I even get one compliment or even a complaint lodged against me to my face. And I nailed chicks at each and every one of them jobs.
Oh,
you know?
Classic.
Even though Josh, the embroidered name tag on my jacket at Quickie Lube said Wade. <For God. laughs> So here's my point. If you ever do got to take one of them online sexual harassment classes,
mm-hmm.
what I do is, and this stays between me, you, and that fence post, what I do is I open another window on my screen. They're none the wiser. And next to the class, that way I can take the class while at the same time browsing MILFs and cuckold porn. Swear to God. Plus, I found that cracking a beer or two helps the class go by way faster.
Really?
Yeah, it all just depends, Christy, on how cool the lady is who's running the library that day. Actually, I better run out. It looks like Jana is about ready to head upstairs to the break room.
Oh.
I can't be late when she squats down and hits a doggy door with her right in that vending machine for some Funyuns. Hey, Tom, is soulmate one or two verbs? I'll hang up and listen to your answer.
Two verbs. Speaking of grammar.
Yes.
We just got a great letter here. Tom and I particularly love language and grammar and the Steve says, "Dear grammar goofs."
Uh-oh.
Wentz, because we were talking about Carson Wentz.
Yes.
And Tom had some very funny asides. Wentz means from where. So from whence is redundant and wrong.
Oh.
You folks speak for a living. Please learn the rule.
Wow. There is poetic license.
It's all good.
I think we all learned something.
Yes. So you can just say,
well, I went to college. I went to college to get a poetic license.
Well, see, you know, that guy sounds pretty smart, but I don't think you need to use both ways. Right. So, yeah, I don't know.
Well, he might could give us some leeway.
Okay.
However it impacts the show.
Irregardless. Thank you very much.
Hey, world record. This is the honest to gosh when a personal trainer in New York State has set the Guinness World Record for the highest standing jump. Chris Spell reclaimed the title after jumping from a standing still 67 inches straight up. According to Spell, he prepared with a rigorous training routine 4 times a week, focusing on plyometrics, different types of jumps, and weight training
to strengthen
his lower body.
That's way over my head.
And an irrational fear of mice.
No.
So he's learned.
Yikes!
Spell said.
Is that how he does it?
Spell said it took probably 6 months worth of training diligently. A lot of sacrifice went into it because you're training for such a specific record, a type of movement. So. A lot of sacrifice, not only in the gym by me, but a lot of sacrifice for my friends and my family. Thankfully, my wife found solace supervising the renovation of our home's exterior with my good friend and bodybuilder Horst Bulgington. she really took to the outdoors and redid the entire front and backyard.
Most of that was false.
This
guy's amazing.
Horst!
Think about that, Christy.
I can't. I'm 5 feet tall. I'm 60 inches tall.
So he could clear you
easy
from the standing position.
Right.
Crazy.
That's really
ridiculous.
I guess when he would do it, he would say to himself, "The floor is lava. The floor is lava. The floor is lava." Then just it just gives them that motivation.
So which is it, the mice or the lava?
Well, the
you
lava
can't do the same
deadly
joke with two different parts.
You can. I just did.
When I was a kid,
I thought the mice thing was goofier. Guy would be handy at the grocery store when the shelves are way up high. Did you ever help people at the grocery store?
Oh, I would. I don't recall the time when I had to, but I absolutely would.
Yeah. I ask all the time.
Quite often.
Pardon me?
It happens to me all the time.
I have.
Well, you're, what are you, 6'2"? Mm-hmm. So, okay.
I have to climb shelves, and it's scary.
That is scary. Don't do that.
Why don't you take one of those gripper thingies?
Seriously, I'm not going to the store with a reaching stick.
You need to get one of those.
The fact that you call it a reaching stick makes my day.
Check out the lady with the reaching stick.
Wait, so can you imagine?
You'll climb on the shelves,
oh,
though?
Oh, yes, I will.
So you think that using a reaching stick is insane, but you will free solo up the cereal aisle to get the checks at the top?
Absolutely. And the dairy case. Oh, I'm not afraid.
Wow.
Because sometimes they put the really good stuff, you know this, Ace, at the grocery store.
They put all the healthy stuff up high.
The stuff they make the most money on right there at eye level so you can reach it.
Most often their brand. Yeah.
Yes.
But, sometimes are all the goodies are up there.
The sugary snacks are all about kid eye level,
yeah.
I'd imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Plainly remember when I was a kid watching North Carolina State basketball, there was a guy named David Thompson who would dunk, but he would hold the ball. He called it the rock the baby. He'd hold the ball between his shoulder and his forearm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Wow.
And he would jump and stuff it like that.
Oh my gosh.
Rock the baby.
Had a rather strong vertical leap.
He could get up.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was 67 inches.
Well, he had a running start, too.
Yeah, he had a running start. And guys chasing him, probably.
And we have our jump medley now.
Oh, God.
Oh, good.
Can't wait for this.
That's hurtful.
Well, hurtful?
That's hurtful. It's hurtful to Dean.
Short and hurtful.
Went to great lengths to, okay, Christy.
Thank you, Dean.
I need to see if you can tell me four of these. Ready? You ready? Here we go. There's a woman in the background being sold.
Crisscross and Rolling Stones and Van Halen and Harry Nilsson. You didn't let me.
Does the first one go by really quick?
Yes, it's really fast.
The Pointer Sisters.
The second is Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah, the third one's Sir Mix-a-Lot. I'll do them here one at a time. That's the Pointer Sisters. David Lee Roth, Van Halen. And this is Sir Mix-a-Lot next.
I didn't know that one.
That was Sugar Hill Gang.
I did too. One.
Yeah, that's from Notel Motel, right? No,
it's from their other hit.
Breaks Down or something?
It's not Cherokee, but it's a Native American.
I think it is Cherokee.
Oh, this one, okay. This next one, then, I for sure is Harry Nilsson. Harry Nilsson is most famous for the theme to Midnight Cowboy.
I know that song, but that's the only one I knew
and
from
then
him.
He does, oh, the other one he's famous for is that Lime and the Coconut.
He wrote that?
Me and My Arrow.
He didn't write too many of the songs.
Me and My Arrow.
Yeah. And then there's a really depressing video, documentary about Harry.
No, it's actually very good. It's not depressing.
In what way?
It's fun.
Oh, my Lord.
Throws his life away. Okay.
Well, at the end.
The Beatles?
Yeah, I don't know what that is. Never heard that song.
Our jump tribute, of course, would be worthless without. Say, believe it. Aren't these the guys that tried to make wearing your pants backward famous?
They sure did.
They made it cool.
Didn't they wear their shirts backwards too?
Didn't you guys see Fashion Week that year? Everyone was walking around backwards.
You followed Crisscross around the country for a second.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I thought.
Is it true they never traveled in a straight line?
No, never.
Crisscross?
Their agent had them crisscross.
They would never fly in the same plane together. It's much like the president and vice president.
That is such a good joke. That is so weird.
The crisscross. Crisscross, yeah. The Chris jet and the cross jet. Yeah. You know funny. How are you going to waste all that money if you don't have each have a jet?
I'm so stupid. I remember when I saw these guys, I'm thinking, is this really going to take off?
Boy, what were they, 12?
Are people going to start doing this? Do I have to deal with this?
That's damn catchy, man.
Oh, yeah.
Apache is that Sugar Hill.
Apache!
Yeah. You know, but I'm in wearing their pants backwards.
Well, and you still have, it's not wearing your pants backwards, but you still have these sort of boy band rap groups like the Migos. Migos is one that's kind of similar to it. Where they just kind of have a weird style, two or three guys yelling, dancing around up there. It's a lot of fun.
Well, Migos have to be three, right? Three Migos.
Yeah, Migos is a lot of fun.
Okay. Well, there's only one Chris Cross left.
Oh, so they can only Chris.
Thanks, Ace.
Who died, Chris or Cross?
Chris or Cross, which way are we going?
Did they bury him with his pants on backwards?
See, why are you shooting your mouth off over there?
That had to be kind of hard for the
funeral
director.
I bet they're both alive somewhere going, why is he saying that?
We're yeah, right what? Here.
They what do? One yeah. passed away.
They're the biggest Ace Cosby fans.
Yeah. Oh, man, they said we were dead.
Might as well. Jump.
Can I do this? Can I do the final sports story so I can check out mentally? Can I do that, please? Is that okay?
A stupid world record.
David Rush.
Now what?
Has reclaimed the Guinness World Record for...
Yes?
Most CDs thrown into a Target.
Wow.
For God's
sake. Target, like a store?
What's the Target?
That's,
you know,
that's what I thought first.
That'd be easy to do. Wouldn't
it?
It's a bucket.
I got most tapes thrown into a Walmart. But
I bet I could beat this. I love throwing like cards and stuff. You flip them and they fly.
Yeah,
he's a professional chug though. The man knows.
This might be the worst one yet.
This is terrible.
Russ said he broke.
Well, how does juggling help throwing CDs?
It's all about wrist action and accuracy and being able to throw a certain distance.
Hey, if you want to talk wrist action,
Josh is of course the king.
Well, speaking of Chris Cross, that's they're all Chris Cross CDs. Is what they were. Yeah.
Chris Kelly.
What about?
He's dead.
Dead.
What's Cross's name? He'll be right back.
So we can't Chris, but we can Cross.
So, Ace, you understand that the idea of this show is to bring a little bit of joy to a sad world.
I love the fact that he gets it one nugget at a time. We learn it more effectively that way.
Hold the listeners.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
Rush said he had broken the record for most CDs thrown into a Target 2 years ago with 41, but his record was usurped by Jay Rawlings with 46.
Wow.
But this time, Jay cheated because...
He cheated?
He was throwing, because these are music CDs, whatever you call them, compact discs, and he was using country CDs, and if you get close, it counts. Much like horseshoes.
How is that a joke? No, go on, finish that sentence.
Horseshoes and hand grenades.
If you get close.
Right.
Never mind, I'm sorry.
The new record is 50.
He's standing on a bucket, heaving CDs at another bucket.
He's standing on a bucket?
Yeah, he's
Why
up
does
on,
that so, matter?
I don't know. I guess it...
None of it matters. It's all dumb.
50 CDs into a bucket in 60 seconds.
That's amazing.
No.
You couldn't get five.
Waste of time.
How many? I could get five.
In a minute?
Yes.
I doubt it.
I can tell you the fastest CD that was ever thrown into a trash can.
Oh, wait a minute.
When I bought Panic at the Disco's first album.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Come join TV's Ross Matthews every Thursday on his new podcast, Hello, Ross.
Hi, I'm Ross Matthews, and I am so excited to tell you about my brand new podcast, Hello, Ross.
You know, I just said that.
Yeah, I know. I was just saying it again to emphasize the name of my new podcast. It's Hello, Ross.
Look, you only have like 30 seconds to tell them about the new podcast, Hello, Ross. You have to tell them about the celebrity guests, the interesting people with cool stories to tell, and it's new every Thursday. Go ahead.
You never know who's going to pop by to say Hello, Ross. It could be an Oscar winner, the star of your favorite show, even my dental hygienist.
Really?
No, she's fascinating.
Okay. Anyone else?
One time I was at a dinner party and the lady across from me, turns out she was a dominatrix. Ooh, that's gonna hurt. I've been a naughty boy.
Huh. Are you going to ask?
We're gonna go there.
For reals?
And there.
For real reals?
You better stretch.
I better stretch? What the
heck? On our show, nothing's off limits. I'm gonna ask that question.
No.
And that question.
No.
And I'm gonna get away with it.
Oh boy.
So it's like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, right? Except think of it Mr. Matthews' Gaberhood. Oh, that sounds fun.
You know, that actually does sound fun.
And it's on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Wait, That's my line. Hello, Ross, available on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Okay, now you just repeated me.
We are so over our time limit.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.